This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So, I've covered the reports earlier from a lot of different research groups that it looks like a big Republican wave, really high turnout for the Democrats. Because they metaphysically can't do anything real. Unless it's to a child or something. It's like they can't do anything. They only talk. They only want to make you do something. It's the essence of laziness. And so now that they know they're losing, all the evidence points towards this being a giant false flag to demonize Trump, the Liberty Movement. We're taking your phone calls right now. Matt Bracken's coming up in a few minutes. This is a big deal because they've done all the pre-preparation that Trump and Alex Jones are violent, and now they're blaming Trump and the Liberty Movement, and Alexander Soros is saying conservatives' rhetoric is to blame for these pipe bombs that none of them went off, which I find very interesting. I'm glad they didn't. And just none of them went off, but all these liberals got mailed them, so now they're all portable victims. It really never ends. How sociopaths try to mimic real feelings. How'd you like him to babysit your kids? Old Alexander Soros. Uncle Al's coming over. Every photo, just totally like a great white shark, those eyes. As dead as doornails, politically, spiritually. We wish no harm against any of these people. That turns them into martyrs. I want to stay as far away from Mr. Soros. And if America's so bad, we wish they'd leave. Just please go. But I guess round enough fellow Jews over in Europe. Folks don't like. That's right. You guys are banned over in Europe for killing all those Jews. Your dad. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Let's go to Chris in Illinois. Chris, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Morning, Alex.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, sorry. So the mainstream media, their hubris with this is kind of working to our advantage because their own echo chamber, you know, they don't really understand fully that we kind of have this figured out. I look at these comments on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I see the word false flag more than I ever have. So the fact that InfoWars, among many other people, have introduced that word into the modern nomenclature, I think a lot of people just aren't buying it. I mean, that's kind of what...
Well, that's the thing. They're like generals that lost the last war. They're like trying to fight victories we had 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, and all of us are just moving forward into the future.
Correct. Hey, what do you make of, I'm looking at this, it says return address to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Did you see that? Or did you? You might have covered that already.
Well, I've seen a bunch of photos of the supposed bombs. Tell me what you're seeing.
Well, evidently, I'm seeing that CNN, I think, reported that two of the bombs, there was a return address put on there, and it was the return address was actually Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office in Florida, I believe. I would have to double check this. I just saw it a few minutes ago.
I think the joke is like you mail it to her, and even if she doesn't get it, it goes back to the other office.
Oh, okay. But you know, anyway.
But if you expand on that, what do you make of this one where the one that was sent to Brennan? And it's got an ISIS flag with a picture of Brennan on it. I think that's they're going to say, oh, the right winger was mad that he supposedly is part of ISIS, and so that's why that's on there. I mean, people think, oh, that shows it's ISIS. No, I think that's showing they're trying to set right wingers up because all the pre-programming for this is just too perfect.
Well, right, and then also the fact that if it is a return address of that, they could also use it to spin it to be like, well, they figured out it was a false flag, so they put her address on there just to. You know, like you said, send it to her anyway. But, you know, the fact that you, what's working, what I see is working is InfoWars, you know, you don't react to what happens. And the fact that you're out ahead of this and you report on it before it happens, you know, tomorrow's news today. I mean, I think you should get like a stock market ticker that runs across the screen and put tomorrow's news today and put it on there in red. And then when what you predicted comes true, just roll on the bottom in green. You know, it's kind of like that article Matt Taibbi did with Rolling Stone several years ago where, you know, the opening line of it was the world's going to have to apologize to conspiracy theorists because everything that once a conspiracy theory is now being proven as true.
And that's why they wanted our YouTube channel down with billions of views. Is why they want us off air, because now the credibility went straight up. We won the election, so they've got to discredit that. You're absolutely right. Great call, Chris. God bless you. We'll be back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't know if it's going to be truck bombs or machine gun attacks. I don't know what it is. They're getting ready to blow the living snot out of themselves. And when it happens, I won't be on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, but you will be. You've got to get out there and cover it all. That's why they said, oh, my God, he said Sandy Hook didn't happen, which I did question. Then they said, I said Parkland didn't happen, which I did not question, because we knew it was a police standout. Because they want it where I'm not listened to when they pull this. Because they're going to blame Alex Jones, Alex E. Jones, and DJD. It's confirmed. The left is activating their sleeper cells. They are preparing to stage terror attacks in the next 26 days, and it's only meant to escalate from there. The globalists don't even care if they win the midterms. They want to create a national emergency to try to drive Trump and the patriots out of the government, because they know that we're bringing the country back, and the prosperity is the ultimate Trump card against the globalists. So they are now about to make their move. But thank God, Trump and the patriots that we do have in the government are aware of this and are stopping these terror attacks before they take place. The only question is, can we stop them all? This guy is the classic cutout. I've done a lot of research on him. Classic cutout decoy. A mental patient who they would have out there with a bomb, who they would then load up with pro-Trump paraphernalia, you name it. There's a lot of different angles they could go with, but the globalists tell you how they even do this. Remember the movie Arlington Road, where they trick the professor to think he's going to stop the terror attack, but then he actually gets blamed for it? That's exactly what they did with McVeigh. He was there trying to go around setting up militias to stop terror attacks. When they said they were going to go ahead and create a real one, he blew the whistle, tried to stop it. They drugged him up, and the rest is history, and that all came out in court. But that's a side issue. Let me go over this article. All right, Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, counterterrorism expert, bestselling author, normally hosts this hour. I'm going to ride shotgun a little bit. I promise I'm going to at least take 10 calls or so with him, and then let him take over. He's welcome to come on the War Room after that. We're going to have open phones, the whole War Room. And then tonight, I'm going to be hosting, I already was, 8 to 10 tonight with the latest on this. And the reason this is such a big deal is you've got dozens of scares, the police saying at least six places have gotten pipe bombs, and you got Alexander Soros blaming Trump, blaming our rhetoric. You've got the media all saying that the media is going to be attacked because of myself and others and the president, when they're the ones calling for violence. I really see this 13 days out, as I predicted, as a test balloon to frame the left and their leadership as victims, whether it's Governor Cuomo or whether it's John Brennan. People are asking, well, why did this pipe bomb get mailed to John Brennan with an ISIS flag on it at CNN? Well, he works at MSNBC, but he's on CNN all the time. Because they're going to say, well, he thought Brennan was with ISIS, so some right-winger did it. I believe they've already got their patsy. And leftist elements of the FBI are famous for creating provocateurs or patsies. I think it's too early to tell on every front, but the timing, the history, the pre-programming of having every channel in the country say that I said use battle rifles on the media and that Trump's trying to get the media killed, they've introduced that massively. And our own Matt Bracken has predicted that this would happen just weeks out from the election. Now, he may throw a curveball at me and say he thinks it's something else, but he'll be able to elaborate a lot more. We're going to calls here in a few minutes, but I can't wait. I want to hear what you have to say now. And you'll ride shotgun with us, Matt. Looking at this just a few hours into this, just, you know, 8-9 hours into this, what do you think is really going on?
Yeah, this is a really fascinating case because, you know, studying these things, going to the Unabomber and far back beyond that, these are obviously hoax bombs. They're just meant to be reported as bombs. I don't think any of these are viable or capable of making any kind of an explosion. They might as well have taken red road flares, you know, wrapped them with black electrical tape and put batteries on it, you know, with wires hanging all over the place. They're kind of Wile E. Coyote-looking bombs to me. And the purpose of them was just to get this media play. What's interesting, a couple of things, there's no postmarks over the stamps. These weren't taken to a postal facility. Everybody that goes into a postal facility is photographed at the point of handing over the package.
Sure, and so they also wanted this to stand out as soon as it got there.
Yeah, and if these were not delivered and they all arrived in the same time frame, like the same, you know, 12 or 24 hours, including one delivered to George Soros' estate, apparently. It's hard to believe he doesn't have video for, like, a mile around that portal. But the fact that these all arrived at the same times without going through the mail, it tells me that there's a cell, that there's actually a group of people delivering these as a time on target thing.
Well, that's what I was going to say early, is that you've got so many of these sent in simultaneously, that shows a group.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that this is going to come out to be some kind of an Antifa offshoot. You know, the Students for a Democratic Society led to the Weather Underground when they got frustrated with the slow pace and lack of action, as they saw it. When these Antifas get beat up by the Proud Boys, they're not just going to go home reevaluate their attitudes. They're going to say, look, obviously we can't engage in fistfights. We're going to lose.
Oh, you're saying Antifa would be the group that would pull a false flag to demonize Trump and the Patriots, and as the underlings, they would carry it out. Then it's plausible deniability. And who's their main funder in the documents? Please pull it up. Alexander Soros is the main funder. In fact, print that article again with the documents from January of this year. Documents show Antifa planned to trigger civil unrest to bring in martial law for Obama. If you're saying it's Antifa, they are literally the main henchmen of Soros.
Yeah, and this is going to turn out, I think, to be kind of a group of goofballs that are, you know, just like the nooses in colleges or the swastikas painted on churches or synagogues. It's usually a false flag. It's usually done by the so-called victim, you know, to blame their enemies. And I think that after the Kavanaugh fiasco and the Elizabeth Warren DNA fiasco, and now the caravan that looks like it's only going to lead to more Republican support, I think that they had to change the narrative quickly to right-wing bombers. But they didn't have these aren't real bombers. I don't think these are viable bombs in any way. This is strictly a media campaign to change the narrative. And I think the ATF and the FBI are going to wrap this up quickly. And unlike the deep state coup, which was run out of Washington main headquarters, this is going to be done by field offices. And the ATF and the FBI guys out in the field offices, this is what they do. You know, they are professionals at forensic analysis, and they're going to have these knuckleheads brought to heel in just a few days. And
now, are you getting that from sources? Because you've been right way more than you've been wrong. You're right almost always. And now that you say it, it makes perfect sense. Alexander Soros, we just showed the documents, printed for me, literally runs Antifa Nationwide. He pays for the full-page ads. He has the action group. They have his signs everywhere. He coordinates them. It's his name on the paperwork. He's about to be the heir to the whole fortune. And now he's the guy blaming Trump, blaming right-wingers. He's the first house that gets it. I mean, this looks incredibly obvious to me.
Yeah, you've got offshoot groups already like Redneck Revolt that take pictures with, you know, with guns of them doing shooting training. So, you know, I think, though, because it's not shooting, it's probably going to be turn out to be some, you know, pink hat wearing cat ladies, you know, that thought they could disguise themselves, walk into CNN, you know, wearing a big sunglasses and a goofy hat, drop a package on a desk in like the morning rush and just sort of shift their way out. But when they zoom in on that film footage, and then they go out on the street and they follow that film footage backwards to see that cat lady in the goofy hat with the big sunglasses get out of an Uber, they're going to catch one of these guys and then they're going to squeal on everybody else. And I think that, the odds are they'll wrap this thing up in a couple of days. And
Trump,
the Antifa will say, we didn't know these guys. But, of course, they'll turn out to have been, you know, affiliated with Antifa or friends of Antifa. Antifa will say there's no connection, but we'll all know that they really are Antifa. That is
amazing. Wow. Because it is Antifa on the left that are always false flagging themselves with racist stuff. This would just be the next level to graduate.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to your phone calls here in a minute, and then Matt's going to take over. I'll be back tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., with election coverage, all of it, key intel. And you're the folks that can spread the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and the live feeds at InfoWars.com/show. The Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, really smart counterterrorism expert. He's made so many accurate predictions. Boil down what you were telling me off air, because it's amazing, of the scripting, the timing, the media, the pre-planning, and then the different fingerprints and telltale signs that a trained expert like you sees right away.
Yeah, I don't think that this is something where we're going to ever look for, emails or messages from George Soros Jr. to some Antifa operatives. I think that the communications works more like a beehive with pheromones and temperatures where the panic sets in because Kavanaugh blew up, the Elizabeth Warren DNA became a fiasco, the immigrant caravan / invasion is looking terrible and going to drive Republicans to the polls, and I think that a panic sets in at the DNC that they have to do something. And this, we need to do something to change the narrative. That panic filters down level by level until you get actual operatives that are like the ones that are saying, we have to do something. And I think this is going to turn out to be, the Antifa cat ladies. They wear black like they're little ninjas when they're not wearing their pink hats. But the fact that these are going to prove, I think, to be non-lethal hoax bombs, strictly made to generate a narrative in the media. I think that the fact that they were disseminated widely over a geographical area, but in a short time frame, yet without postmarks on the stamps, this means it's going to be easy for the FBI to crack. Now, we ping on the FBI all the time, rightly so, but mainly FBI headquarters. Out in the field offices, believe it or not, there are really great, fantastic FBI agents. They're patriots like anybody in the military or anywhere else. And this is what they do for a living. They crack nuts like this. And when people think they can walk into CNN headquarters, for example, or up to George Soros' house and not be filmed, they're crazy. So I think they had somebody put on goofy sunglasses and a big hat, walk into CNN to drop this on a desk in the morning commuter crush and try to just filter back out of the building. But when they analyze all of the hours at CNN headquarters, they're going to find the suspicious person near the package, and they're going to then go out to the street and see the same person probably taking off their hat and sunglasses and then getting into an Uber down the block around the corner.
Sure, and that's what you basically boiled down earlier, but the part you said off air was also really key, that just the fact that the bombs really aren't real, they all look the same, a centralized person, then it's delivered out. I mean, this just smells of desperation. Because you see the left saying Donald Trump and Alex Jones are going to get us attacked, and we're not calling for that. So clearly that message goes out, make the media the victim.
And all they needed was hoax bombs, something that looked plausible. If this was a real bomb campaign, some of them would have gone off. I mean, there's no question about it. Or at least they'd be saying these were viable. I don't think these are viable bombs at all. These are just made for the media. And I think that the fact that it was distributed widely means more than one person, probably a small cell, using vehicles, and vehicles now are filmed on highways and everywhere
else.
Sure,
but let's expand on that. I mean, let's expand on that. You had a guy bombing people in Austin who was real, and people were getting blown up who weren't even the main target. Real bombs go off easy. You got a whole bunch of bombs sent off. None of them hit their target. None of them detonated by accident. That lends to why you think they're hoax bombs. Because I know, as a bomb expert and somebody that studied that, what is it you see about these little bitty bombs or supposed bombs that make you think they're inanimate or dummy?
Well, the fact that they were made to look like they came from the post office. As far as the Debbie Wasserman Schultz return address, that makes
sense. Oh, I get it. You're saying that shows the incredible amateurness of it. And yeah.
Well, amateurness, but in an amateur thinking, you got to do second, third level thinking. You have to think like an amateur. How do you get somebody at CNN to think that something's legit? Have a known DNC return address. Oh, so some literature from Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Boy, but it sure feels like a little hard rock in the middle of here. You know, it's not exactly like a sheaf of papers. So the thing is, I think the entire intent and design of this bomb is to do exactly what it did. The explosion happens in the media as a new narrative to change the subject from are the Democrats encouraging an invasion which favors the Republicans, to right-wingers are on a bomb campaign, which they think will change the narrative and favor the Democrats. But when the FBI and ATF, and as much as I've pinged on these guys, you know, the guys that are at the field offices that have to bear up with all the Strzok and
no, I understand. It's all compartmentalized. There's different groups. I understand that. Well, clearly the motive there.
At the field office level, they want to crack cases.
Well, sure. But at the next level, they've been pre-programming that terror attacks are coming against the left to blame Trump. It's so obvious the timing is what I'm saying. I mean, no one's calling for violence against liberals that I know of. And then meanwhile, they just keep saying we are, and now this appears 13 days out. Soros is the first target because, you know, they know he's their main benefactor. I agree. He probably, and Alex Soros probably don't even know, even though Alex Soros is in documents, you know, calling for violence and funding it. But again, this is kind of the worker bees taking care of the mommy bee, Alexander Soros.
Yeah, just based on the pheromones, not an email that's going to ever prove culpability. You know, but the FBI guys at the field office level, everything is done to protect everyone's reputation, is done with messages that are official and time-stamped. Whereas the deep state coup run out of FBI headquarters was done by the quote-unquote small group, half dozen guys at state, half dozen guys at DOJ, half dozen guys in FBI. When this case, which has elements in multiple states, is being cracked, there's a task force assembled for this hoax bomb plot, and now you've got field offices in three or four states. Everything that they send to one another is date time stamped. They can't goof this up or spoof it or take it over. Or
sure,
hijack
so if your
it,
theory is correct, which I think has a lot of validity, because the Antifa is the foot soldiers of the Democratic Party, and if you're right, they're going to get busted very, very quickly.
They're going to get busted because as much as some deep state operatives inside of the top floors of the FBI would like to pin this on the right wing, it's not going to be possible. Number one, these FBI assistant special agents in charge and so forth, putting a cracking a case like this on their belt launches their career. Everything.
Well, you heard Trump say, we're going to get to the bottom of this. I promise. 3 minutes we're going to write your calls. Matt Bragg is our guest. He's on fire. We'll be back tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. with election coverage only at Infowars.com/show. And some TV and radio stations are picking it up. We're very excited about that.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is our guest. There's an article that just broke on InfoWars.com by Paul Joseph Watson, and this just goes to the fact that no one is buying mainstream corporate media anymore. No one is buying into any of it. Candace Owens, timing of mail bombs targeting Democrats is suspicious. Leftists are going all out. Caravans, fake bomb threats. These leftists are going all out in midterms, and they do look like fake bombs. They didn't go off. I don't want to say that too much. They'll mail a real one and blow up some mail carrier's hands to make it look real. I'm going to go ahead and state that there is 0% chance that these suspicious packages were sent by conservatives, she tweeted. The only thing suspicious about these packages is their timing. 13 days out. Canvas caravans, fake bombs, these leftists are going all out for midterms. Owens added, I'm going to go ahead and state that there's a 0% chance that these suspicious packages were sent out by conservatives. The only thing suspicious about these packages is their timing. Caravans, fake bomb threats, these leftists are going all out for the midterms. And that's what everybody else is saying by military veterans and terrorism experts and Matt Bracken, terrorism expert, with us right now. So read the story at Infowars.com and at Newswars.com. But the fact that they want me shut down before the midterms, the fact that they want you silenced before the midterms, the fact that they want all this means they're going to pull a lot of things, this caravan, all of it. And as they get more and more desperate, Matt Bracken, we're going to go to some calls now, but briefly, what do you expect else is in their weapon system, in their quiver?
Yeah, if this turns out to be a hoax, and I think that the FBI is going to wrap this thing up because it's a panic move. You know, it's somebody in a rush to change the narrative from the caravans. You know, I have to say one thing about Candace Owens. She's got more balls than Ben Shapiro. He's taking the opposite tack. Don't anybody dare say it's a false flag. You know, the anointed one. Yeah, Candace is the real deal. She's fearless. And, you know, I'd go to war with her for sure. Anyway, yeah, I think that instead of somebody walking into a restaurant and yelling at a Republican, I think they're going to walk into a restaurant with a gun. I hate to say it, because they don't have any good plays left. They aren't going to do something brilliant. After this hoax bomb blows up in their face, like Kavanaugh, like the caravan, like Elizabeth Warren's DNA, the total frustration is going to lead some singleton goofball to just say, I've had it. And I think that somebody like, you know, what happened to Rand Paul is going to happen to somebody else, or Steve Scalise. I think something like that is going to happen in the next couple of days. And that also could be false flagged, as we've discussed many times, you know, where you shoot at a liberal group and blame it on the right wing. But coming after this false flag hoax bomb, I don't think anybody will buy that either. I think it's going to have the opposite effect of what they would expect. I think they're out of cards, essentially, out of ammunition. Because nobody will believe what they do.
And they're so used in their mentally ill fashion to when they ran America because we were asleep. Now that we're awake and it's getting worse, they just can't believe that nothing's working anymore.
Yeah, they can't believe it. Ever since Dan Rather and the fake memo gate, which was cracked by online sleuths, you know, not even the media. The media would have run with it. But online sleuths broke up that fall. That was basically a false flag op. That was a bogus fake memo, counterfeit memo, and we've cracked it. Ever since then, their old playbook has been failing. I looked at an article, it was linked on Drudge, but it was a New York Channel 4, whatever that is, NBC article on the bomb sent to CNN, and out of like the first 150 comments, all of them were calling it a false flag. Nobody was saying,
So they think burying me so I won't say false flag. It's like, don't they get, like, politically, that was my great-great-grandchildren I had 100 years ago. I mean, everybody already knows these terms now.
It's too late. On CNN, they're inside their own insulated bubble. They're still running with, you know, the big crawl at the bottom is, you know, right-wingers suspected in bomb plot. But the whole rest of the country is laughing at them. You know, they're like the Baghdad Bob. They're holding on to the hope of the past. Everybody gets it about false flags now, and you get to take a lot of the credit for that. People just
well, the listeners do. The listeners do supporting us. That's why they've got to financially support us right now, because the globalists want to have a victory destroying InfoWars. So we have free shipping running right now, 50% off. It's got to end the next few days. Biggest sale ever on the supplements, on high quality storable food, on all the products. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank everybody for their financial support. Let's take a few phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Washington. Thanks for holding, Chris. You're on the air with Matt Bracken.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right, I tell you.
I'll tell you, you know, I appreciate InfoWars, and I really I don't like to see that what they're doing and attacking attacking you as well.
You know, I don't even care about the attacks. I just want to have a website and to be able to fight. I just want to be able to have names on the videos we post. I want to be able to stand up in the damn ring with the globalist. That's all I want to be able to do is be able to reach people. And I don't care about, nothing matters to me except defeating these people. And so don't feel sorry for me, brother. Believe me, that's not what's getting under my saddle. Let me tell you. Go ahead.
Right to, and it's being taken away from you. And I hope President Trump does something to, realize that, it's not just you that's being silenced. It's a lot of people. So I hope something happens in regards to that. This is a false flag. Matt just broke it down very clearly that not one of these, places that got these, suspicious packages would have even had somebody been able to get them in through the regular mail. Somebody walked in. The people that are going to be investigating this, just like he broke down, they're going to be able to get to the bottom of it. But is the mainstream media going to cover that before the election, 13 days out? I mean, are they really going to say, oh, these were false flags? It's been proven by federal agents and all these tasks.
But I think what Matt said is key. On mainline message boards of leftist news sites, no one's buying it. It's ridiculous. God bless you, Chris. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Canada. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Alex. Matt, great show today.
Thanks.
This whole pipe bomb thing is a complete $3 bill. You know, who puts stickers on something they're going to blow up? You know, and if these are just rogue, leftists doing this, it's going to come out. I totally agree with Matt that that it is going to come out, but the media will spin it, and I think we have to be cautious because they do put the word bomb into the narrative. And,
you know, I hadn't thought of that. Clearly, it's like a political ad to make it look like a right-winger sent it, because they all know we call Brennan ISIS, because he is. And then there's Brennan's face and a sticker. It's not meant to blow up. It's meant to frame a right-winger.
Completely, yeah. It's amateur.
You have to get on the level of these idiots. It's hard to do, but I guess, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like, in school, when three bullies would try to frame somebody, and one would throw a spitball at the blackboard, and the teacher turns around and everybody points to the kid they don't like. That's what this is. You know, this is amateur hour, and it's just it'll be proven for what it is.
I think Jeff's the best caller of the day. I think that's a big point. I'm Bracken, that there's stickers on it. This was not meant to be blown up.
Beautiful. That's the input from the caller. It's very very concise.
I'm going to let you take over so I don't interrupt Matt. Come back and take calls here. From Tim and Joe and Dan and Harry and a few others, Pastor Sam. And then the War Room's coming up, 3 o'clock. That's like 15, 18 minutes away. Infowars.com/Joe. The only way to break the will of the globalist is for you to share the live links and to share the articles and the videos at Infowars.com. They're all there right now in the articles at Infowars.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, Matt Bracken back by himself for the last segment, and I had prepared a little talk for this show because I think it's really important. Down in Houston, President Trump introduced the N-word, nationalist, and it caused the globalists on the left to lose their minds. And I think this was another classic Trumpian move to force them to take the bait. Because what he's going to explain, I think, in upcoming rallies is that nationalist means patriot. It means America first. And I think that the vast majority of Americans agree with that. And this deserves a little bit of an explanation about why it's so important. You know, globalism is a plan like communism that requires a complete takeover of the world. And the biggest obstacle to this plan, this spreading across the globe of Soros, is free nations like America that stand as examples of another way. And something I've really thought about a lot, there are three things that are required to have a free, meaning you're not under any kind of tyranny, successful and affluent, meaning you have a high standard of living, you can live in a decent house, control your own life. So a free and affluent society requires three things. Number one, it requires at least an average IQ among the average population. You have to have pretty smart people to figure this out. It requires a free market economy. It won't work under socialism. And it requires a cohesive national identity. So you can see some examples of successful countries would be the USA, various European countries, Australia, New Zealand, and more lately, since World War II, Japan and South Korea have shown great examples of what people can do when they have national cohesion and a national identity, and they're smart, and they unleash the power of the free market engine, the wealth-creating machine of the free market. It almost, you know, anything is possible. If you look at Seoul, Korea, or Tokyo that were flattened in World War II, and you look at their skylines today. Now, some countries can become wealthy, but not free. That would be communist China. So they've unleashed some of the free market economy, but politically it's still a tyranny. Now, if you have a group with a high IQ, like the USA has had, and you want to see the USA destroyed, one of the ways that you do it is to trigger the country into accepting millions and millions of low IQ people from the third world. This does two different things. It lowers the average IQ, and it also destroys the national cohesion. It balkanizes the country. So if your goal is to destroy the United States, to wreck it as a successful free country, you would do this, exactly this. I have nothing against people from Honduras, but I think their average IQ is like in the neighborhood of 80. Now, there are a couple of concepts that it's required for people to grasp in order to have a successful society, and these concepts just don't click with people who have low IQs. One of these concepts is deferred self-gratification. This means that you have the ability to conduct long-term planning, long-term thinking. You know, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to go to medical school. I'm going to work my butt off for 10 or 15 years. But in the end, I'll be way better off, as opposed to people with a low IQ. As soon as they get a job, they get drunk, they buy a car, they crash the car. They never can get out of that cycle because they can't plan long term. And the other concept that's key is enlightened self-interest, meaning in one example that it works politically. If your political party loses, you don't go Uganda and kill everybody that you know won in the election. You don't go Hutu and Bantu like Rwanda. You just say, all right, we have to retool our message. The important thing is that we maintain the rule of law and a civil society even when we're out of power. Low IQ people can't comprehend that. So these two concepts, deferred self-gratification and enlightened self-interest, they are key. Low IQ people cannot grasp these or the importance of free market capitalism to become a wealth engine. What this means is that demagogues, once you have enough low IQ people, a majority, demagogues will always be elected on the promise to these people that they're going to kill the golden goose. They say the golden goose is a conspiracy of the rich, and we're going to grab that goose and get all the eggs and give it to you. Intelligent people would say, wait a minute, you can't. If you kill the golden goose, there'll be no gold tomorrow. That's deferred gratification, enlightened self-interest, free market economics. If you bring in enough really, you know, low-level IQ people, you are bound to turn your country into a Mexico or a Honduras. It just goes with it. So globalism, I would consider a secular religion like communism. This is why you see the rage on the left. To them, it really is a religion. It's like you're attacking their religion when you attack globalism. When you say you're a nationalist, to them, you are the Antichrist to their secular religion. You are attacking the foundation, which is that all peoples have to be leveled everywhere. The Kalergi plan has to be conducted across the entire planet until there's no Germans, no Americans, no Canadians, just one mixed people with a low IQ who are going to need the elites as a ruling class to be the brains of the operation. Of course, the elites will live in gated communities. they'll, you know, fly helicopters because these morons that they're in charge of can't possibly, you know, run the society on their own. Of course, what we're seeing now with the so-called caravan is this plan being put into action. Another reason, another way that this plan is put into action, and it's been succeeding for the last almost a century, the Frankfurt School in Germany was transplanted to Columbia University, then spread throughout the American university system. College teachers that then become high school and grade school teachers are brainwashed with this Frankfurt School, the Gramscian long march through the institutions idea, to where now we're producing out of high school little zombie robot social justice warriors. That's why the NPC meme idea is so powerful, because they really their heads are full of idiocy. They believe, for example, that, you know, we must welcome Islam and we must also be against women being attacked. Well, if you put the two together, women get attacked, but they're just little brainwashed zombies. So we have, from within our own society, a rising generation of millennial idiots that have been brainwashed into believing globalism, which any kind of analysis, it falls apart. Just what I've said in the last 10 minutes would red pill anybody capable of second level thinking. But to the globalists, it's all worth it, because they truly believe that as long as the USA and Europe exist as successful beacons, as examples, they're never going to accomplish their globalist dream. They have to literally wreck Germany, wreck Sweden, wreck Australia, average everybody out to somewhere between Honduras and America, which might be like Mexico, and then we'll be run by these elites that are, in their own mind, sort of a new aristocracy of the brainiacs who will be running the entire show, whether we like it or not. We'll be the serfs on their plantation. That's why they hate it when we make memes like this. I've been kicked off of Facebook 30 days, six times in the last year for posting memes like the ones that we've just seen on the screen. That gets you banned on Facebook today, putting up memes like this 30 days at a time. So they definitely want to control the narrative and shut it down. And we're winning. You know, the fact that this hoax pipe bomb scheme is unraveling in the first day shows that they can't control the narrative. All of their tricks are backfiring. So we really do have a great chance at making a breakthrough with the midterm elections. But what it's going to come down to is voting. It's who's more motivated. If we do like we did in 2016 in electing President Trump, if we send a message, you know, the jobs versus mobs, if we get out there and we just assault the precincts early, online, mail voting, in person, but we have to swamp them. It's the only way we're going to just slap down the left and set them back on their heels and maybe come through this and educate ourselves about this long-term globalist plan. It's the only way we're going to come through it. Anyway, thanks a lot, and I'll see you the next time they have me on InfoWars, which I hope is soon. Bye-bye.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.